저는 빅토리노스 파르투스트.
a psychiatric evaluation. First name Jay like John, all like open H like Harold, M like Nancy. Last name W like World, A like Apple, T like Thomas, S like Sam, O like open, N like Nancy. Case number 143365, today is January 23rd, 2013. Identifying information, the patient's an 87-year-old, married, African-American male residing at Cedar Woods of Belleville since January 3rd, 2012. His birthday, September 18th, 1925. Chief complaint, he was seen for a psychiatric, for an annual psychiatric evaluation. History present illness, the patient is currently an open case with NSO-OAS, period. He's currently taking Buspar 5 milligrams twice a day, Exelon batch 9.5 milligrams daily, Namenda 10 milligrams twice a day, risperidone 0.5 milligrams at bedtime, Zoloft 25 milligrams daily. Test reporting no problems with compliance, no recent reports of eating or sleeping problems, no recent reports of lethargy, no reports of any recent aggression or hostility, no reports of depression or anxiety, no reports of paranoia or psychosis recently. No recent reports of elopement attempts. Past history, the patient was admitted to the facility from Maple Manor. He was getting, at that time, Buspar for anxiety and agitation. He had a prior diagnosis of dementia, Alzheimer's type. He was seen by a neurologist at Henry Ford and saw a psychologist at one time at Henry Ford. The neurologist prescribed Exelon and Namenda for his dementia. He's had dementia for approximately 3 years. Social history, the patient is married. He has two children. He has a high school education. He was a policeman and a police commissioner. He denied, family history, mental illness is not known at this time. His wife is his responsible party. Substance abuse, he denied any history of drug or alcohol abuse. Diagnosis, Burchard, dementia, diabetes mellitus, cellulitis, hypertension, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, muscle weakness, history of encephalopathy, history of leg cellulitis, sick sinus syndrome, and pacemaker. Allergies to Ativan, I'm sorry. Yeah, allergies to Ativan. Medications, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, Lipitor 10 milligrams in the evening, Buspar 5 milligrams twice a day, Exelon patch 9.5 milligrams per 24 hours, Pepcid 20 milligrams every 12 hours. Finasteride, F-I-N-A-S-T-E-R-I-D-E, 5 milligrams at bedtime. Lantus, 20 units at bedtime. Metformin, 500 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams twice a day. Namenda, 10 milligrams twice daily. Novalin, R for sliding scale. Risperidone, 0.5 milligrams at bedtime. Zoloft 25 milligrams daily, Tamsulosin, T-A-M-S-U-L-O-S-I-N, 0.4 milligrams daily, Tylenol 325 milligrams every 4 hours is needed, milk of magnesia 30 milliliters twice daily is needed. Labs, November 28, 2012, ALT 14, AST 26, glucose 103, creatinine, or I'm sorry, make that the estimated GFR was 78, hemoglobin A1C 7.4, cholesterol 157, triglycerides 66, review of systems. Eyes are negative, ears, nose, mouth, throat, negative cardiovascular, positive for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, sick sinus syndrome, and pacemaker, respiratory, negative, gastrointestinal, possible, positive for GERD, genital urinary, negative, muscular, positive for muscle weakness, integumentary, positive for cellulite, history of cellulitis, endocrine, positive for diabetes mellitus, neurological is positive for dementia, hematologic / lymphatic is negative, and allergies immune is positive, is negative. Mental status exam, the patient was up in a wheelchair, he's awake and alert, he's his hiding and grooming are good. He's 5'9" tall, he's 189 pounds, his respiratory rate is 16, 189 pounds. His muscle strength and tone appear within normal limits, no irregular movements were seen, his speech was spontaneous, coherent, goal-directed. His thought process showed some confusion and perseveration. No loose associations. He did not express any delusions or paranoia. He did not appear to be responding to internal stimuli. He did not express suicidal or homicidal ideations. Insight and judgment are impaired. He's oriented to himself and his room. Recent remote memory are impaired. Attention span and concentration seem fair. Fund of knowledge seemed to fare. Mood was euthymic. Affect was constricted. No complaints of side effects. No lethargy. No tremors seemed. Impression, axis 1, number 1, dementia, Alzheimer's type 2, adjustment disorder with anxiety, axis 2, deferred, axis 3, diabetes mellitus, history of cellulitis, hypertension, muscle weakness, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, history of encephalopathy, history of leg cellulitis, sick sinus syndrome, and pacemaker, axis 4, other psychosocial environmental stressors, axis 5, a GAF of 25, patient strength, he has family support, his wife's his responsible party, she visits often, and he has visits from friends, patient weaknesses, cognitive deficits, formulation. The patient's an elderly man who had no history of mental illness. He developed dementia several years ago. He was followed by a neurologist and eventually placed at Cedar Woods of Belleville. Currently, staff's reporting no behavioral problems, no reports of aggression, combativeness, hostility, or elopement attempts, no recent reports of depression or anxiety, no reports of sleeping or eating problems. Recommendations at this time is to continue with outreach mental health services for the psychiatrist to monitor the psychotropic medications for effectiveness versus side effects. Continue the Buspar 5 milligrams twice daily for anxiety. Continue Exelon 9.5 milligrams per 24 hours daily for dementia. Continue the Namenda 10 milligrams twice daily for dementia. Continue Risperidone 0.5 milligrams at bedtime for paranoia and aggression and psychosis. Continue Zoloft 25 milligrams daily for anxiety and depression and irritability. The benefits of the medications outweigh the risks. Ames testing done today. While on Risperidone, monitor lipid panel and fasting blood sugar annually. We'll send a consent form for the medication to the patient's wife, primary care physician, to follow up medically. And this is the end of the dictation. Thanks.